Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thur. The Humboldt boys basketball team entered play Friday night having lost two in a row to North Central Conference foes Webster City and Clear Lake after winning their previous eight games. The Wildcats faced off against a middle-of-the-pack Iowa Falls Alden team who was looking to stop a three-game skid. The Cats would grab control of the game early and would defeat the Cadets 85-72 to finish the conference portion of the season at 11-3 and improve their overall record to 15-4. I caught up with Coach Thurm after the win to get his thoughts on the victory and the upcoming final week of the regular season.
Yeah, we came out offensively and it just felt like we had a little bit of a swagger back to us, attacking the basket a little bit better, shot the ball with a little bit more confidence tonight, and that makes a big difference for us. Defensively, it's finding ways out there. We're undersized and teams are going to look to exploit us in the post and try to get into the paint on us, and thought we did a better job of that tonight. We forced a lot of shots from deep in the first half, but at the same time too, we got to do a little bit better job closing out and getting a hand up and just can't give up wide open looks out there with it. But I think a lot of good things tonight that we can build off of, and I think we took a step in the right direction tonight.
Shot selection, things falling a little bit better tonight confidence-wise. What does a win like this do for the team? End conference season on a high note here going into the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, when we're playing team basketball, team offense, just looking to attack, sharing the basketball, we're really a tough team to stop. And we get into trouble if we feel like you got to do things individually and on your own with it. And when that ball stops moving, then it makes it a lot easier to guard us. And I felt like we got back to that tonight. And confidence is so important. Seeing that ball go through the net is huge. And we came out and shot the ball well in the first half. And like I said, it gets us going in the right direction with it. And, we got guys that can fill it up. There's no doubt about that. And we got to believe in ourselves. And I'm pretty happy with tonight's performance.
You guys had a couple of players get into foul trouble there towards the end of the contest, but what does it show about the team to be able to hold on to that lead here in terms of the depth of the bench?
Yeah, we're bringing in quality guys off the bench. With Owen gave us good minutes tonight, Mason gave us good minutes, Tate gave us good minutes in the first half, and that's huge. And everybody 1 through 15 has to be ready to go. You never know when your number's going to be called, and everybody prepares in practice to be ready for this, and you just have to be ready there. And Iowa Falls came at us. I give them credit. I thought they played a good game. They played hard with it, and they were in attack mode and forced us to commit some fouls. And foul trouble is a real thing, and it's going to happen from time to time. You got to have good depth to be able to deal with that. And our guys just, they work hard. And, we got a couple other guys on the bench that I'd be confident with throwing into the fire with that, too. And I'm confident they'd answer the bell as well.
Final thoughts here from the final game of North Central Conference play this year.
Last couple nights, a little bit frustrating for us, and we have big goals, big expectations, big standards that we set for ourselves, and proud of our kids' effort. We compete on a nightly basis with it. Kids' effort is outstanding. It doesn't matter if it's practice. It doesn't matter if it's a North Central Conference game against a Webster City or Clear Lake or in Iowa Falls. Our kids are going to come ready to go, and they're going to leave everything they have on the court. And, you can't get wrapped up in, first place, second place, third place, all that. Kids went out and gave it everything they could, and there's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of with the third place finish with it. We got a quality conference. It's going to only help us in the postseason as we start to approach that and get ready for that, but our kids competed, and that's all we ask, and things just didn't fall away for us down the stretch. And it's just, that's basketball and that's life, and you got to bounce back with it, and we still have some basketball yet to be played, and we're excited to be able to get on with that looking into next week.
So Coach, a couple of non-conference games coming up. Are you just looking to fine-tune some things, get more confidence, getting ready to try to get on a hot streak here going into the tournament?
We want to get right physically and mentally and be in our best condition in both of those states going into our district game a week from Monday. We still have no idea who we're going to play, and as always, it's about us and doing what we need to do, and we'll keep trying just to fine-tune things and make sure that we're clicking on all cylinders by the end of next week. We got two quality opponents in Gilbert and Storm Lake, and it's two more opportunities for us to play, and our kids love to play basketball, so we'll go out and make the most of those, and we'll start getting ready for a week from Monday.
All right, Coach, we'll appreciate it, and congratulations on the win, and best of luck here coming up Tuesday with Gilbert and the rest of non-conference play this year.
Thank you, Matt.
That was Humboldt head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.